Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off a brand new series we're calling Too Good to Be True. And we're basically the idea of the series is that, you know, even though there are a number of things in the scriptures that are very difficult to understand and maybe even hard to sort of swallow, there are many truths in the scriptures that for really anyone, they're just wonderful truths. They're things that all of us, probably Christian or non-Christian, want to be true. Things like the love of God, things like heaven, right? That heaven is a real place where we can be with God forever. Things like forgiveness, which we talked about this week. We looked at the story, story that's found in Matthew chapter 9 and Luke chapter 5 and in Mark chapter 2. I read from Mark chapter 2, and it's just the story of the paralytic, a paralyzed man that, you know, four friends carry him to Jesus, take him up the stairs and onto the top of the roof, and they open up a hole in the roof and drop him down to Jesus so that he can be healed. And the first thing Jesus says to this man is, son, your sins are forgiven, which is a really shocking statement. You know, everybody expects Jesus to say, right, you're healed. And there are a couple of reasons Jesus says that. First and foremost, he is proving to everyone around, he's about to prove that to them, that he has the authority to forgive sins. But he's also demonstrating that this man is in need first of the forgiveness of his sins before even the need to walk. I mean, that's, I'm sure, I would imagine what the man thought his greatest need was the need to walk. I'm sure his friends thought, right, his deepest and real need is that he needs to be physically healed. And Jesus says to him, no, first, you need to be right with God. You need to have your relationship restored with the Lord. And that is through the forgiveness of your sins, which Christ offers. It's just a powerful, shocking moment. But Jesus also says that the Pharisees and the scribes are furious with him because when he says that, he is claiming that he has the authority to do that, which is something that only God has. And of course, Jesus is claiming that I am the Son of God, I am equal with God, and I have the authority to forgive sin. And so Jesus says that to this young man and then says to the Pharisees and the scribes, I'll prove it to you, basically. He says, what is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say, rise, pick up your mat and go home? And he heals that man as proof or verification of his authority to forgive sins. But as we were talking about that story, I just pointed out that I think there are some of us who probably believe, if I can say it this way, intellectually, right? We believe, yes, God forgives sins, that Jesus forgives sins, but maybe we have a tough time having that move from our head to our heart to where we really truly believe, not just on paper, but in our hearts, that Jesus not only forgives sin, but he's forgiven our sin. Maybe we have an easier time thinking about Jesus forgiving other people's sin, but when we think about things we've said in the past, things we've done in the past, things we've thought about in the past, and we think about those moments that we're just not proud of, or moments that maybe even haunt us. I've talked with folks who say, you know, Cale, I've done some really horrible things, and I know that it's true. I know Jesus forgives, but I struggle to. I think folks sometimes struggle to really live in that reality. I think all of us at times struggle to live in that reality that we are forgiven, we are free, and that Christ, as Paul says in Colossians chapter 2, that God has canceled the debt of our sin, that he has forgiven all our trespasses. And so I took folks to, I was reading Psalm 3 this week. I took folks to back to David. When I think about this, and anyone who says, man, I'm just not sure God can forgive my sin. I was reading Psalm 3 this week in just some of my, you know, quiet time, and was just struck with, you know, in Psalm 3, David is in the middle of a civil war against his own son. He's made some really bad mistakes that have led to that scenario in some ways. And more than that, I mean, just a few years before, he killed a man after committing adultery with that man's wife and then stole that man's wife, Uriah and Bathsheba, in that episode in David's life. And David repents of it. He eventually confesses it. He repents and God tells him, your sin is forgiven. And so here we are in Psalm 3 a number of years later. And, you know, David's talking about how some men are saying God will not deliver him. And yet in Psalm 3, verse 3, David goes back and says, Lord, you are my shield. And I was just struck how in Psalm 3, this is not a man, David is not a man who is living haunted by his past. He is a man who truly believes that when God told him he was forgiven, that he was forgiven. that God had really forgiven all of his sin. David is the same man who pens Psalm 103 when he says that God has removed his sin as far as the east is from the west. And it seems like David truly embraced that because he made some horrible, horrible mistakes. And yet he was able to move forward, not haunted by those past mistakes, but rather living in the joy of the salvation of God, living in the joy of knowing God has removed my sin as far as the east is from the west, because God is a gracious and loving God, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And I think so much more should we, those of us who are on this side of the cross, be able to live in that joy, to look back and know that because of what Jesus did at the cross, because he said it is finished, he has canceled our debt, he has forgiven our sin, and we don't have to live still ashamed or feeling the guilt of past mistakes and regrets, but rather we can move forward in freedom knowing God truly has forgiven our sin. So let me just pray that for you, that God would take that heart, the Holy Spirit would take that truth and move it from your head to your heart. And then I just encourage you to pray that for yourself. Heavenly Father, I do pray that for all those who are listening today. That God, for those of us who maybe struggle to believe it, even on paper, that you truly forgive sin, that we would believe that. We would believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that he's the Son of God, and that because of his death and his resurrection, by grace through faith, by trusting him, we can have our sin forgiven. It is forgiven. And then, Father, for those of us who believe that, but have just struggled to feel that, to live in that reality and in that freedom and in that truth, God, I pray that today, God, even now, you would make that truth real, that Holy Spirit, you'd move it from our heads to our hearts, out of just the intellectual and into the personal, Lord. Help us to know and feel that truth and live in the reality of it. And God, we pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.